Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is July the 17th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. We're getting through the summer, folks. It's already July the 17th, and we've heard some amazing stories from the Bible, and we're going to hear a bunch more. Today, our story is from Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 56, and then we finish our reading in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Now, out on a dark and stormy sea, the disciples thought they saw a ghost, and fear gripped them. What or who did they see? Let's read and find out from Mark chapter 6, verse 45. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into a boat and head across the lake to Bethsaida, while he sent the people home. After telling everyone goodbye, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Late that night, the disciples were in their boat in the middle of the lake, and Jesus was alone on land. He saw that they were in serious trouble, rowing hard and struggling against the wind and waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. He intended to go past them, but when they saw him walking on the water, they cried out in terror, thinking he was a ghost. They were all terrified when they saw him, but Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage, I am here." Then he climbed into the boat, and the wind stopped. They were totally amazed, for they didn't understand the significance of the miracle of the loaves. Their hearts were too hard to take it in. After they had crossed the lake, they landed at Gennesaret. They brought the boat to shore and climbed out. The people recognized Jesus at once, and they ran throughout the towns and the whole areas, carrying sick people on mats to wherever they heard he was. Wherever he went, in villages or cities or the countryside, they brought the sick out to the marketplaces. They begged him to let the sick touch at least the fringe of his robe, and all who touched him were healed. Wow. The disciples were terrified. The last thing they expected in the middle of the storm or on a lake was to see someone walking toward them. But Jesus quickly calmed their fears and calmed the storm, reassuring them that it was He. What are your darkest fears? Jesus wants to let you know that He is always with you. Listen to His voice. "It's all right. I am here. Be afraid." This is what Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 says. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." Wonderful. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same. I hope you join me. Until that time, go forward knowing that He's here, He's with us, we don't need to be afraid. And I want you to remember this too, that you are loved. How about that? Alrighty, my friends, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care.